USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has an offer for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Meet me in the demilitarized zone for a handshake. He discussed North Korea during a news conference at the end of the G20 summit in Japan.
There's been no nuclear tests. There's been no long-range ballistic tests. Gave us back our hostages, which was great, and a lot of good things are happening over there. So I let him know we'll be there, and we'll see.
Also, he spoke of the ongoing trade war with China after speaking with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He said he will not impose new tariffs on goods from China anytime soon.
We will be continuing to negotiate.
Although he does insist.
He said, you know, we can't have it where the United States loses this kind of money for the privilege of building up China. It has to be a fair deal.
This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Trump administration is announcing it wants to end the gainful employment rule that punished colleges that consistently left graduates with high student debt. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos promises instead to publish earnings data for all college programs on the department's College Scorecard website. Reaction has been swift after the 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court that a citizenship question won't be allowed on the upcoming 2020 census. John Clements reports.
President Donald Trump has made a request to White House attorneys to determine if it would be possible to delay the census, no matter how long, until the Supreme Court receives additional information on the matter. Senator Lindsey Graham believes the question regarding legal citizenship should be on the census form.
I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some big-name stars are getting into the political scene. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Elton John has decided to get into the political debate as he called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by saying that liberalism is obsolete and conflicts with the overwhelming majority in many countries continue. In a story published by the Financial Times newspaper, Putin said the liberal idea has become obsolete. It has come into conflict with the interest of the overwhelming majority of the population. Elton John said this in a statement released that disagrees with Putin's view that pursuing policies that embrace multicultural and sexual diversity are obsolete in our societies. Putin also said Russia has no problem with LGBT persons. He said, let everybody be happy in that interview. John called Putin's words hypocritical since a Russian distributor censored LGBTQ-related scenes from Rocket Man, the film based on John's life and career.
Missouri's only abortion clinic will remain open until at least August. That ruling from a Missouri commissioner who said there's a likelihood that the clinic will prevail in its license fight with the state. Planned Parenthood's Maya V. Mead.
Now we know, at least till August 1st and probably later, that abortion will be protected. And that's good for patients. It's good for the staff. It's good for Missouri.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.